The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry. Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise ones replied, no, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves. While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was closed. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, Lord, Lord, open the door for us. But he said in reply, Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now, in the time at our disposal this morning, we'll try and see what we can get from the three readings. The first reading, if you remember, was about the gift of wisdom. And wisdom is a wonderful gift from God. So a question I want to put to you without demanding an answer necessarily is, do you ever pray for the gift of wisdom? In the things you pray for, do you ever pray for wisdom? Because wisdom and knowledge are two totally different things. And in the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, the very first verse says, do not be unaware. So we're going to connect wisdom and awareness. And then in the last line of the gospel this morning, which is the most difficult one for all of us, is stay awake. Stay awake. It's difficult. See, nobody likes being called. Nobody likes being woke up in the morning. You feel nice and comfortable in bed in the morning. Nobody likes getting out of bed in the morning. Nobody likes being awake and out of sleep. And it has been an established fact that a lot of people go through life and never fully wake up. They never become fully aware. And awareness is a gift. And another gift that you ought to pray for. Awareness and wisdom are very similar. Another word for awareness is spirituality. You know, to be aware of your surroundings, aware of God, and to practice self observation. How many of us really do that? Self-observation. Many people never do that. Be aware, conscious, totally conscious of the words you use, how you use phrases, how you say things. Very often how you say things is, it can have a great influence not only on you, but on the people listening to you. How often when we're going maybe through a bad time or we're feeling down or something, we say, I am depressed. I am depressed. What's wrong with that statement? Much better to say, there's a feeling of depression there right now. There's a feeling of gloom there right now. But when you say, I am depressed, what are you doing? You're identifying with your depression. I am anxious. You're not. You're Mary or you're John. Don't identify. It's a bit like you stand back. Depression is a feeling. It's ephemeral, ebbs and flows, and nothing lasts forever. For example, imagine you're the sky, and you're looking at the clouds. And what do you notice? A black cloud is always followed by a white cloud, and they're always moving. And that's a good way of describing depression or anxiety. It's a question of being fully aware. Some of us find that very, very difficult. Aware of how you behave in company. When you're with a number of people, do you talk too much? Are you aware of that? Are you being aware, well, let other people have a chance? Sometimes it's better to listen. It's better to listen. Being aware all the time. You know, we do an awful lot of things mechanically. Have you ever noticed you're doing something and 5 minutes later you can't remember whether you did it or not? You've done it mechanically without any awareness or any thought. Now, a good example of that is, I find, and this makes me very vulnerable when I say this, because you're going to see me, you're going to be looking at me, but I am never as aware as when I'm on the altar and I'm celebrating Mass. I try to be aware of every single word that comes from my lips, because the words of the Mass are so beautiful. And I try to say it from the heart, not just from the lips, and to be totally aware. And if I lose that awareness for 10 seconds, I realize that I have done that. It happens. And I realize, and I say to myself, you don't notice it, but you weren't aware of that last thing you said. I right away pick myself up on that. It's a question of being awake, being fully awake. You're awake to everything around you, to what is happening all around you. Aware of God, you're meeting God all the time. Being fully awake, that's what it's all about. A man knocks on his son's bedroom door one morning, says, Jamie, it's time to get up and go to school. And Jamie says, I don't want to go to school. Why? The father says, I'm tired of school. I don't like the other children, and I don't like the children in the school, and I'm bored. And the father says, I'll give you three reasons why you should go to school. It's your job. You're 45 years old, and you're the principal. Wake up, Jamie. That's how we can be. You can go about your business or about your work in a mechanical form. I've done it 100 times, so I'm not even aware of what is happening. I'm not even aware of what I'm doing. Spirituality awareness is really something we ought all to pray for every day of our lives. Wisdom, awareness, spirituality. A businessman came to the master and he said, how could a man of the world like me, how could spirituality help a man of the world like me? And the master said to him, it could help you to have more. How, said the businessman, by teaching you to desire less. Think of all the times you're unhappy, you're dissatisfied because you want more, you want something you haven't got. Only this morning, I was talking to somebody, and she used the phrase over and over and over again, you know, Father, he makes me very, very angry. He makes me very angry by the things he does and the things he says. And I said to her, why do you give him that power? Nobody can make you angry unless you give them that power. Why do you do that? Why do you do that? You try to change other people. You can only change one person in the world. Change yourself. It's a bit like somebody wanting to carpet the whole world so that he won't hurt his feet. Buy a pair of shoes. Get a pair of shoes. You don't need to carpet the whole world. It makes sense. But, you know, when you blame other people for your misfortune or for your trouble, I'll say it time and time again, you're going down a cul-de-sac, a dead end. No outlet. No outlet whatsoever. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. The only one person in the whole world that I can change is me. And my only problem in the whole world, you're looking at him. You're looking at him. It's all has to do with me. And that's what Jesus is saying in the gospel this morning. Wake up, enjoy life. Because if you really become aware, you're going to have a lot of peace. A lot of peace. You're going to be grateful. And most of all, you're going to be grateful.